From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A dramatic victory today for advocates of gay and lesbian marriage. The Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts became the first state high court to rule that same-sex couples have a legal right to marry. The decision says that right is protected by the Massachusetts Constitution. But it does not permit same-sex marriages right away. Instead, it gives the state legislature 6 months to come up with a solution that will eventually allow gay couples to wed. We'll examine the national implications of the ruling in a moment. First, NPR's Anthony Brooks reports from Boston.
Today's decision came more than 2 years after seven gay and lesbian Massachusetts couples filed suit against the state, contending that when it comes to the right to marry, same-sex couples deserve the same rights as heterosexual couples. In downtown Boston earlier this afternoon, the seven couples, their attorneys, friends, and supporters turned a press conference into a victory celebration. Mary Bonato, the lead attorney for the seven plaintiff couples, applauded today's decision and said it was based on common sense.
Some court has finally had the courage to say this really is an issue about human equality and human dignity, and it's time that the government treat these people fairly.
The court wrote, in the words of the majority opinion, whether and whom to marry, how to express sexual intimacy, and whether and how to establish a family, these are among the most basic of every individual's liberty and due process rights. Those words and the overall decision were welcomed by the seven couples, including Julie Goodrich, who, along with her partner Hillary, gave credit to the court.
Thank you to the Supreme Judicial Court of the state of Massachusetts for seeing what we know to be true, which is that we are a couple that is worthy of the protections of marriage, and that after 16 and a half years, Hillary and I are finally going to be able to get married and protect our family.
In the ideological battle for and against gay marriage, the two sides agree on one point. Today's decision by the Massachusetts court is pivotal. On the other side of the debate are opponents to same-sex marriage, influenced by religious conviction and tradition. Among them is Ron Cruz, president of the Massachusetts Family Institute.
I'm disappointed that the court did not just support marriage as it has always been defined, not only in this state, but in this country and even in Western society, as the union between a man and a woman.
37 states have passed so-called Defense of Marriage Acts, which define marriage just that way. Cruz fears that now gay couples from around the country will rush to Massachusetts to be married. Then, under the full faith and credit clause of the federal Constitution, they could demand that their marriages be recognized in other states and challenge those Defense of Marriage Acts across the country. Again, Ron Cruz.
A marriage license for Massachusetts would set up a potential constitutional crisis as to what is the definition of marriage for the whole country.
Mary Bonato, who represents the seven couples, agrees that it is likely that gay and lesbian couples will come to Massachusetts to be married. But she says there's good reason for that. She says marriage confers certain privileges on couples, the ability to care for each other, to inherit property from each other, among other benefits.
I mean, the real shockwave here is not for anyone else. The shockwave is for these families who have been shut out of everything, just about every legal protection, and now have access to governmental marriage and all the protections it provides. That's where the real change is, not for anyone else.
Lawrence Tribe of Harvard Law School calls today's decision an unambiguous victory for supporters of same-sex marriage. Although the court handed the issue back to the legislature to resolve, Tribe says the justices were clear in their opinion that denying marriage licenses to same-sex couples violates the state's constitution.
It's not as though they're giving the legislature a lot of wiggle room. The state legislature is basically told what the Constitution now means, and the only way they can change it is by changing the Massachusetts Constitution, and that would take at least 2 years.
In fact, today's legal decision now becomes a hot political debate in the Massachusetts legislature, where there is a nascent movement for a constitutional amendment that would define marriage as a union between a man and a woman. The state's powerful Speaker of the House, Tom Finneran, favors it. So does the Republican Governor Mitt Romney, who today spoke out against the court's ruling.
Marriage is an institution between a man and a woman. I will support an amendment to the Massachusetts Constitution to make that expressly clear. Of course, basic civil rights and certain appropriate benefits should be available to people in non-traditional relationships. But marriage is a special institution between a man and a woman, and our Constitution and laws should reflect that.
At today's press conference, though, plaintiffs and their attorneys argued that such views run counter to prevailing opinions, at least in Massachusetts. That's where Linda David and Gloria Bailey, one of the seven plaintiff couples, say they are now planning a wedding.
And I have to tell you, when we were driving from the Cape this morning, we heard the decision on the radio. Gloria burst into tears, and as soon as I could, I finally asked her to marry me because she told me she couldn't answer until we could legally do it. And I'm happy to tell the world, she said, yes.
Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.